This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
At least one respected organization is saying we should start getting cancer screenings at a younger age, age 45, rather than waiting for age 50 as long recommended. Did you hear? The American Cancer Society said this morning the initial test doesn't have to be a colonoscopy, a procedure that typically requires a day off from work and that often unpleasant cleansing routine. Instead, it could be one of several other tests, according to the American Cancer Society. Now, other expert groups are still recommending age 50. Mike Parsons is a politician. He has spent the past 25 years in some elected office in the state of Missouri. But the new governor of that state is also a farmer, has a cow-calf herd near Bolivar, Missouri. And Governor Mike Parsons will be the first farmer in that job since the 1800s. Missourians who know him told me this morning Mr. Parsons is perfect for the healing that is needed in the aftermath of his predecessor's scandal. From This Week in Agribusiness, World Pork Expo is next week at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. We'll be there on Wednesday, opening day. And a couple of Trump administration agriculture officials will be there next week. The chief agriculture trade negotiator, Ambassador Greg Dowd, who grew up on a farm in Kansas, we'll be speaking on Thursday, the 7th, hosted by the National Pork Producers Council. But before that, on Wednesday, the 6th, the council will host former Nebraska Agriculture Director Greg Ibach. He is now the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Did you know how easy it is for a technology thief to copy the code from your car's key fob? They know how to do it. They can do it from outside your home or your motel and steal the vehicle or steal the data from it. Cybersecurity companies are working with the automakers to try to deter the hackers. But until they get that done, they say the best strategy is to put your key fob in an old-fashioned metal coffee can. You can block the electromagnetic field. My radio station owner friend this morning, after hearing that story, said, "Hey, millennials don't have or don't know what a coffee can is. Larry, I'm sure your enterprising son could cut the top off a beer can." That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.